I'm talking to Kirsty White, Senior Performance Auditor at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Reducing Reoffending in Scotland. Kirsty, could you just give us an outline of what the report's about?
The report examines the issue of reoffending in Scotland, and it looks at the approaches taken to reduce reoffending. We examined four main areas: the scale of reoffending in Scotland, the amount of money spent, the services that are available to offenders, and partnership working.
Okay, and what have you found?
Reoffending is a continuing problem in Scotland. One in three people are reconvicted within a year, and this has remained the same for the past 10 years. In addition, one in five people have 10 or more previous convictions. In 2010-11, £128 million was spent on services and activities aimed directly at reducing reoffending. This is less than a third of the total amount of money spent on managing convicted offenders. There's also a mismatch between the services that are currently delivered to offenders and what is known to work in reducing reoffending. Not all services are available in Scotland, and not all offenders have access to them.
Just pick you up there when you're talking about the mismatch on services that are delivered and what's actually known to work. Could you explain a bit more about what's going on there?
What works to reduce reoffending is well known. For example, helping offenders find employment, or improving relationships with communities and families, all helps to reduce reoffending. Yet, effective services are not available across the entire country, and not all offenders have access to them. For example, there are over 1,300 services for offenders in Scotland, yet only seven deal with money and debt management, which is a big concern for people leaving prison.
Okay, you talk a lot about services for offenders and in the report about the need to meet offenders' needs. Why should ordinary law-abiding people care about offenders' needs and the issues you're raising?
The Scottish Government estimates that reoffending costs £3 billion a year. And on top of that, there's the physical and emotional impact on victims. People who commit crime often have a number of underlying issues. And if these can be addressed, people can turn their lives around, less crime can be committed, and therefore the cost and the impact on victims can be reduced.
Okay, and just lastly, what do you want to see happen now?
We make a number of recommendations in the report. The specific ones we would like to highlight are that the Scottish Government, Community Justice Authorities and the Scottish Prison Service should plan, design and deliver services better. This is to ensure that the services delivered are value for money, that they're effective and that they meet the needs of offenders. The Scottish Government should also review how offenders are managed in the community to make sure that all organisations involved have appropriate powers and that there are clear and shared goals for reducing reoffending. And finally, community justice authorities and councils should have a better understanding of the costs of delivering services to reduce reoffending and how this relates to the quality of the services provided.
Kirsty, thank you very much.